This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
News this morning that menswear retailer Joseph A. Bank will acquire Eddie Bauer. It is not a huge deal dollar-wise at $825 million. That is tip money compared to the $45 billion Comcast-Time Warner cable deal. But this one is an unusual deal, so we brought in Harvard Law and Business professor Guhan Subramanian to help explain. Good morning, Guhan.
Good morning.
So I'll try and summarize this because it gets a little complicated. But basically, last year, Joseph A. Bank tried to buy Men's Warehouse. Then Men's Warehouse said, no, we want to buy you. Now Joseph A. Bank is buying Eddie Bauer in large part to make it harder for Men's Warehouse to buy Joseph A. Bank. I know it's complicated, but just talk about the strategy behind this latest move by Joseph A. Bank to buy Eddie Bauer.
Well, it's a move that target companies use on occasion. It's called bulking up, where the target company, in this case Joseph A. Bank, tries to make itself bigger. And by doing so, they make it harder for Men's Warehouse to acquire either Joseph A. Bank by itself or along with Eddie Bauer as well.
And so talk about other times when this has come up and how that's turned out as far as other big deals where one of the companies has made this move.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often, but it happens on occasion. So, for example, a few years ago, Oracle was making a hostile bid for PeopleSoft, and PeopleSoft decided to buy J.D. Edwards as a way of bulking up, and many commentators at the time thought that Oracle might go away because PeopleSoft was making itself so much bigger. But in fact, Oracle and Larry Ellison said, no, we're going to buy the whole thing, and that's what they ended up doing in the end.
So as we said, as takeovers go, this is not a large deal, but it's quite interesting just in the sense that we haven't seen these kind of stories pop up very often, really since the 80s when there was so much merger and acquisition activity. Why is this such an interesting story?
Well, you're right to say that the size of the deal isn't enormous, but the chess game is really quite interesting. And things like the initial Joseph A. Bank's bid for Men's Warehouse and then the back and forth is called a Pac-Man defense. And the terms are kind of fun, but they're not seen that often. So I think you're right that the strategy here is quite interesting. And it's certainly a case that I'll be teaching to my corporate law students this spring.
Okay. Well, a lot of interesting stuff for you and your students to chew over. Guhan Subramanian, thank you so much.
Sure thing.